usually had a pretty wide fireplace. Family could all sit around out here where they could warm.
Yes, yes. What did you call that big piece of wood that you set at the back of the fire?
Well, we call that the back stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, big. We cut big round blocks about all of one man could handle. Lay back over there. I used to, after we married and lived over that fireplace, I'd cut sweet gum back sticks. And when in the cold weather, when I start before I go to bed, I'd put me on a back stick back there. How the cold up here in front, it helps keep the house sort of warm, and then my back stick would be ready to go to burning the next morning. It'd be kind of dry and warmed up.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Was that back stick sitting on anything? Was it sitting on anything, that back stick?
Well, we had what we call fire dogs. Some of them, I think they call them andirons or something like that. Sit in here, two of them. And generally, they probably didn't go plumb to the back, but leave a little room where you had to put a big stick back there, had to catch up on it, and then your smaller would lay up on your arms.
Did you have one of those over here?
Yeah, we call that the mantle board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell by looking at that old time.
Yeah. Well, I like them old mantle boards you call them. I like them.
Yes, ma'am, I do too. Was there an open area right in front of the fireplace that might have been bricked over or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we run out just a little bit out here, and back when we started, well, that's all I ever had. Some folks got to build a brick chimney. We dig what we call glade dirt and make sticky dirt chimneys and fill this up hard with steel mud and dry out there. It stay there all right. That's all I ever had.
Was that place called the Hearth or Hearth?
Yeah,
or something
called,
like that?
We called it the Hearth. I don't know. Hearth might be the way to pronounce it, but we always said Hearth.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you have to clean out the fireplace every now and then?
Yeah, we'd have to clean out when you burn on so much, there gets a bunch of ashes in there. Take them up. They made, back them days, made little bitty shovels for that purpose. Well, I'd buy one, keep them around here, and get you a tub and come in there and take up your ashes. Jill had a nail hanging maybe on each side here. We had what we call a fire poker to stir the fire over here. The shovel would be over there.
You know that old black stuff that would stick on the sides of the fireplace? What did you do about that?
Well, I don't know.
Burn out, I reckon, well, one here.
Might have been good. Didn't keep burnt off, maybe rake it off or something. We call that soot.
Mm-hmm. Would that stuff catch a fire?
It'll burn enough of it to burn up. I've noticed it. Catch fire, assembly gets stuff up, but catch fire sometimes, burn up on you. You're just to roll and get out and look, maybe blaze be going out the top of the chimney. But then burn out, it don't die down.
That sounds kind of dangerous. Did that ever catch a house on fire?
Never did. It possibly could have done it. I never know what it was doing, setting anybody's house fire.
Yes. What did people call the best room in their house?
What did they call it?
Yes, sir.
You just call it the bathroom, I reckon, I would call it.
The best room.
Oh, the best room. Oh.